It's not just Sochi. All across Russia, there's a lot of buzz about these Winter Olympics, just 2 weeks away now. The good kind of buzz, despite terror threats and last month's bombings in Volgograd. That's according to Natalia Antonova, the acting editor-in-chief of the Moscow News.
Winter sports are incredibly big in Russia, so it's exciting. And also, Russia hasn't hosted since 1980, so now people feel it's about time.
Right. I mean, the 1980 games, that was a huge deal for the former Soviet Union. Are people seeing Sochi as a kind of rebirth for the games post-Soviet Union?
Well, I think yes and no. I think it's obviously, to them, it's a symbol of a kind of the new modern Russia. And there's lots of parallels. One of the mascots is kind of weirdly reminiscent of the old famous Olympic bear that Moscow had. And, you know, there's some nostalgia attached to it, but I think overall there's a sense that, you know, this is kind of a symbol of what Russia has become since the Soviet Union disintegrated.
Is it kind of pride about strutting the modern Russia out on the world stage?
There's definitely lots of pride. I mean, obviously there's plenty of critics of the games, but you know, the majority of the population is still really excited about it. And I think that even a lot of the critics, you know, when the games actually start, you know, they're going to be watching them. And, you know, it's sports. It's exciting. It's beautiful. People are going to respond to it.
How much is the security situation a distraction for Russians? Because some parents of athletes here in the U.S. are staying home for safety reasons. How do the Russians feel?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Obviously, after the Volgograd bombing, there's a heightened sense of danger. But, you know, then again, Russia is one of those countries that has been dealing with terrorism consistently for so many years now. You know, obviously there's concern, but there's also this notion of, you know, life needs to go on. We have to go on. Like, if we don't go on, well, then these guys win. So I think the majority, once again, is just focusing on the more positive aspects of these games.
What about the Russian media? Is there a particular bent they're taking?
You know, most of the media is, once again, being really excited and proud. I think it's a prestige thing for everyone, you know, to be able to show these games, to be able to, like, talk to the athletes, to cover this historic event. So it's not as if there's, like, you know, necessarily, like, a ban on discussing the security situation there. No, you know, people are discussing it, but that's not the biggest topic right now.
And I got to say, the gay issue as well, it almost feels like it's Russia versus the world on this one. And yet nobody's boycotting these Olympics. What do Russians have to say about gay politics coming into these games?
I haven't seen any kind of hatred towards any possibly like openly gay athletes being there. You know, I think the general sense is that like these are the games, you're supposed to be welcoming, we're hosts. There's annoyance with how big this issue has gotten, you know, but the issue got big because of very obvious reasons, because of the laws that were being passed.
Natalia Antonova, acting editor-in-chief of the Moscow News, thank you.
Thank you.